We might be childhood friends, and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure as crazy kids will work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
Do you want to start with my little song? I mean, it's just like a snatch of a song. Is that a good place to start, or do you want to like do some table setting? Because people are like getting pretty tired from the march. A lot of people have died.
Song in the sense that it kind of like keeps the rhythm and pace of the march up. Like
it's like
a marching song.
Yeah, it's like in remember when the orcs get the hobbits?
Yeah.
They're like, we're going to, I guess, Mordor. Or is it Isengard? I can't remember. Somebody can fact check me.
They've taken the hobbits to Isengard.
Yeah, but when they're hobbits are like, because they're slow. It's Merry and Pippin, I think, and they're pretty slow. And so the orcs like sing a orc song to make them, you know, go along with the orc
high. Hypnotize them?
So I think that's basically the image that I want the other Death Marchers to get from the song. I mean, it's just a snatch of a song. You'll have to imagine the rest of it.
Okay, let's hear it.
It goes like this. Cut my life into pieces. I am Will Ladislaw.
Oh, that's cool. You think Will Ladislaw's gone a little like
that's his,
Papa Roach this week?
That's his vibe this week.
Yeah. You know what? Sorry, yeah. I know we're on a death march right now, but do you know what song's been in heavy rotation for us lately? Spotify just keeps giving it to us. They're like, oh, you guys like rock music? Here's a rock song you'll love.
Yeah.
Scars by Papa Roach. And I got to tell you, it still
owns. They're right. Okay. Yeah. Still owns. Yeah. Well, it's the first I'm hearing of it.
Oh, you would recognize it, I think.
Okay.
I think it's their biggest hit after their one-hit wonder song.
Yeah. Well, but that's really the Will Ladislaw energy we're getting this week. I'll read you the quote, and then we'll do our housekeeping stuff. The quote that made me think of that is this. He's talking to Dodo, and he goes, he's like saying his second goodbye. He's like, oh, I'm going to say goodbye for the last time. And then like a month later, he's like, and now I'm going to say goodbye for the last time again.
Oh, yeah. He just sort of, he's hanging about.
And he goes, she's like, so what's your plan? You know, it's like awkward. He's like sitting in her living room like, yeah, I'm here to say goodbye again.
Oh, wait, I have a parody song. Can I do a parody song?
Sure, I guess. I'm really in the middle of something, but sure.
Well, we're in the parody song kind of segment of the show, right?
Yeah, okay,
we're both doing our Will Ladislaw parody songs?
Yeah.
Here it is.
Okay.
I've been hanging around Dodo in the morning. Is that pretty good?
It's good, but it's like not the it's not the Ladislaw energy that I think I've done a good job of conjuring.
I think there's I think Will Ladislaw, hashtag swoon, contains multitudes.
Yeah. Okay.
And it was a big march this week.
It was a big march.
And a lot happens, and we see a lot of different Wills. And we see both Papa Roach Will.
Yeah.
And
Counting Crows.
Sort of contemplative, like Counting Crows.
Okay.
Like, hey, I'm hanging out in your living room.
Yeah.
Will.
Okay. I'll allow it. But can I read you the quote that's the Papa Roach quote?
Yeah, please.
So she's like, okay, awkward, you're back to say goodbye. So what are you planning to do when you get to London? And he goes, I shall work away at the first thing that offers. I suppose one gets a habit of doing without happiness or hope.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
dude.
He goes real. He
good
gets real
talk,
dark.
Bro. He's not on the death march. That's just his life.
Yeah, well, it feels like a death march to him because he doesn't have the light of Dorothea.
Dodo. Yeah, yeah. Not many people can. And the one guy who got it, like, didn't really know what to do with it.
Oh, yeah. Well, it ultimately took him out.
Let's say what's happening, folks. It's a death march through Middlemarch.
Hello, I am your death
Capitan.
Marcher.
Yeah.
Capitan, Commissar,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tanner Greenring. I am the Spirit Your Back.
The Knife in the Dark. Spirit Your Back.
Dark.
Yep. You can just call him Knife for short, or Spear,
the
or Commissar.
Relentless March.
Yeah.
People have referred to me as.
Yeah.
The.
What about like something with footsteps? You know. the forbidden footsteps, or like the
the
unwanted footsteps. That sounds just like people, like you're annoying. Something that's, I want something a little scary, you know? It's like, because when you hear Tanner's footsteps, you're like, uh-oh, time to march again.
Yeah. What about like the foot feeler?
No, that sounds, that's it going in a different direction. We can work on that. I am the bayonet. And, you know, I basically tell everybody that they've got to keep marching. Everyone's like, hey, what's Jack going to say today? And then it's like, oh, yeah, he only really says
he's
one
the
thing,
voice,
which is like, keep marching, everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. He's the banner.
Yeah.
He's the one who keeps us going strong.
Yeah.
You'll hear his bark before you feel my lash.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. When you hear my voice, like, you come to associate it with a lash, but the lash isn't for me. I'm just like, keep marching. You look tired. That's bad news for you because you have to keep marching. We never stop.
All right. I'm sure this is everyone's favorite part of the show, but we should probably talk about...
what it is.
George Eliot's Middle March.
Slay King. George Eliot absolutely fucking killed it. Wrote the best
first
damn
MGTOW,
book.
King of going their own way.
Yeah.
started the whole MGTOW movement.
It's George Eliot. He wrote an absolute banger, and he was like, this is going so good, let's make it so long. Let's make it so long and long to read, but not hard to read.
He
goes
went
down
to his
easy.
Publisher, and he's like, one book. Make it nine, my man.
Make it nine, and everybody, it's March, it's our content block, and the way it works is
Strange
everybody...
Strange Bedfellows, by the way. Strange Bedfellows. It's a romance podcast.
Yeah,
I'm Jack Tanner Greenring.
Yeah, and everybody has to march. Throughout all of March, we are marching through Middle March. We are reading it, and whether you're reading it or not, you're on the march.
I am. I did.
I am. I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have to. We should be like in the like the
we
two,
do it as a matter of
like
course.
The guys who get horses or whatever, but we're doing the march and we're fine
because we're not the type of like leaders who lead from behind. I mean, we are because we have to be. That's
because we have
like,
to poke you.
The poking happens. Yeah.
We can't poke you from the front.
Yeah,
yeah. So
let's talk about what books we are on. Five and six.
They all have like, you keep saying there's no titles, but the books have titles and it's called like the Dead
Hand. They
don't
in my
something.
Version of Kindle.
Well, let's.
Mine are just like Roman numerals that I like have to sit and like really think about to understand.
The chapters.
Okay? L, X, L, X, I, I.
Yeah. So this is, we read book V, right? We started with Book V this week. Yeah.
Yeah, we're on
Book
V.
Book V is called The Dead Hand.
Whoa, that's cool. Mine isn't called The Dead Hand.
Yeah, that's the type of shit that... So George Slay King knows that we are on a death march. And so George has given these things good things. And so we read Book V and Book V.
Well, fuck me for getting the free version of the book on Kindle.
Book V is called The Widow and the Wife.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool.
Let's talk about, this is a good way to talk about the chapters. Why is book five called The Dead Hand? That one's easy.
let's see.
I guess we can introduce a segment.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Introduce a segment.
Kill count.
Kill count. It's George Eliot's Kill Count. We didn't expect to have to reintroduce our beloved Kill Count series from our romance podcast, but for this one, because we thought it was going to be all like,
yeah, these romance villagers. Movies and books are unexpectedly bloody and gory.
And George Eliot likes to put a few people in the fucking grave.
Imagine our surprise, like we're sitting down for a lovely Sandra Bullock movie, and it's like people are like dying left and right.
Yeah,
we like. We hear about this beautiful, like, sci-fi romance called Event Horizon.
Yeah.
We're just like, this
kill
is, this
counts
sounds
through
great.
The fucking roof.
Yeah. That was mostly kills.
And then this one, it's like, oh, provincial England in the fucking 1800s. I wonder what's going to happen. Well, George Eliot is going to put some fucking people in their grave is what's going to happen.
Yeah, George Eliot. More like George R.R. Martin, right? Because he killed a lot of characters.
Yeah. So kill counts through the roof on this one. Do you want to say a few words? So we'll say for folks who George killed this week, it's Casaubon. Did you want to say a few words?
Well, let's do a quick in memoriam from those we lost last week.
Yeah. Okay.
What was his name? Featherbottom?
Mr.
Arthur Featherbottom?
Something Bottom. Because they have a guy, George has a guy called Mr. Featherstone who's different.
Right.
So, yeah, it's kind of, it's like occupying the same filing cabinet in my brain. So, is it Mr. Weatherbottom or something? I've forgotten. The farmer who died. Do you feel like we need to...
Well, it's like an in memoriam.
Yeah.
It feels bad not to get his name, but... Well, I don't have it, so let's move on.
Okay.
Well, we might run back the in memoriam later when we figure out the farmer's name.
I'm searching for Bottom, but I think George Eliot just has
thing.
Bottom in the book a lot.
Dead
okay, well,
farmer.
Do you want to save for the old farmer who died?
Of course, for the old farmer who died last week. I mean, we were just at his
funeral. Yeah, got a lot of words about him. He was pretty mean.
Featherstone.
Okay, then what's the preacher called?
Fairbrother.
Okay, now that's Baby Nation. Marchers. Is that our fault? Is that our fault, or is that George's fault? You're going to put, you have a book with 10 fucking thousand characters and you call one of them Fairbrother and the other Featherstone and you expect us to fucking keep that straight?
Where are we getting Bottom though?
I think just from like.
I'm scanning this list and I'm not seeing Bottom anywhere.
Like Big Butts and I Cannot Lie type
of
stuff.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So old Featherbottom really fucking snuffed it last week and we just wanted to say a few words.
Oh, yeah. Few words. Your frog-faced son looks like shit and for all intents and purposes is like a menace to Middlemarch society. Thank you for nothing. I hope you rot in hell.
It's actually not the frog-faced son. It's the frog-faced son's stepdad who's really causing problems this week.
The frog-faced son was causing problems last week.
Yeah.
But his awful, awful
his
stepfather
is really
blown into
problems.
Town.
Mr. Raffles.
Like a hurricane.
Yeah.
Mr. Raffles, what a name.
What a name, Mr. Raffles, what a character. We should say, I guess, the book a little bit.
Oh, and then we should say something about the past this week.
We want to say a little in memoriam for Casaubon. We should say,
Edward Casaubon.
Pretty big news, folks. They killed Dodo's husband. Not expecting that.
He
was pretty
in
sick.
Her arms
the guy was
in the
almost 45.
Night.
So
yeah, it was a bad. He was getting up there.
Yeah.
His Kedal Mythologies remains unpublished.
Yeah.
So from what I hear, his doting widow,
yeah,
Dorothea plans to finish and publish the work.
It sounds like not from what I'm hearing.
Oh, right.
It sounds like he really pissed her off in a few ways that like made her not feel like she needs to.
That's right.
Continue the
there
work
was,
on the key.
There
to
was
all
some rumors that she was going to start to continue the important work to the keys of all mythologies.
Yeah,
but then if I remember correctly, the late Casaubon
was
totally removed
fucking
his
asshole.
Wife from his will.
Yeah.
And didn't leave any of the land.
Well,
to
not
her.
Exactly. He gave her the entire will as long as she promises.
Oh, right. That's right.
It's like basically you got
well, that's fine.
Two choices. Will or will.
Wow. Did it again, George.
Will killing or will. It. Yeah. Do you want Will Ladislaw or do you want the will that has like a lot of the land and like tons of money?
It's the hardest choice in the world. Like yeah. Who can, the only way to get around this problem is if Will Ladislaw just doesn't come around. But unfortunately,
yeah,
Will Ladislaw just keeps coming around.
He keeps coming around to say goodbye. We should say more plainly for folks who died earlier in the march, Casaubon did die and he left as a provision in his will that his wife only gets his stuff if she promises never to marry Will Ladislaw no matter what, which is like pretty petty,
fine.
Dude.
But it's also fine, you know?
Pretty petty, and I think really reduces him in her estimation to the extent that that was possible after their shitty honeymoon.
He died pretty quickly.
Folks, I do want to make a brief shout out and call out one of the good memes that many people have been posting, great memes in our Facebook group. Thank you. We're trying to make this the new Ice Bucket Challenge and Death March through Middle March. It hasn't been happening. I can't get into it, but that's pretty bad for us if it doesn't happen by the end of the month, just in terms of like our financial well-being and some other stuff that we did promise. But to folks who have been helping, we appreciate it. And there have been so many great memes, but I did want to give a special shout out to Baby B Catherine, who posted the ultimate fantasy casting that absolutely is better than any of our fantasy casting. May I read it to you now?
Please.
Will Ladislaw, she agrees with us on this. Timothée Chalamet, no question.
Will Ladislaw, Timothée Chalamet, yes.
That's right. Fred, Vincy.
Who did we have?
Timothée Chalamet. Yeah, we had we had Timothée for Will,
right?
So we agree we have there.
For Fred, do you remember?
For Fred, we were thinking John Krasinski.
That sounds right. And who does she have?
Catherine has Timothée Chalamet for Fred.
Oh, interesting. Okay, that's going to be a stretch for him. That's going to be like flexing his acting talents. Yeah, but I think he could do it.
Lydgate. I'm not sure that we cast Lydgate, but
let's do it now.
Yeah.
He's a preacher? No, he's a doctor.
He's a doctor.
What about just one of the McSteamies or McDreamies?
We forgot to mention last week, pretty important. He did marry Rosamund last week.
Oh,
we
yeah.
Literally did not mention it. Pretty major plot development.
A man died
last week. Have some respect. Lydgate, let's do him real fast.
I think McSteamy or McDreamy, because he's already a
perfect,
doctor.
Absolutely perfect. One of the McSteamies or the
McDreamies. I couldn't tell you them apart.
Yeah. Baby B. Catherine had Timothée Chalamet for Lydgate.
Oh, okay. Now I think we might be stretching his abilities a little bit.
Dodo, who do we have? It's like Gwyneth.
Dodo, you think is Gwyneth? No, yeah. I think Dodo is dark-haired.
Okay, fine. Then
I think
say.
She is...
Oh, wait, what's the one who,
she's the, Dodo's
who's always
the
in
woman.
Jane Austen and shouldn't be? It's like Kate Beckinsale or something like that.
Who was the woman who was the doctor's companion after all the good companions?
I couldn't tell you.
God damn it.
I think Kate Beckinsale.
Well, who does she have for her Dodo?
She has Timothée Chalamet for Dodo.
Okay. Okay,
and I think that's perfect. And I'm looking at the picture here, and he's got like.
I mean,
a nice
it's right. It sounds.
Yeah.
I was thinking, kind of, Dodo has sort of dark hair.
Yeah,
kind of a bird-like.
It's perfect pull for Dodo. For Mary, we had how about them apples? And then she's like, "Oh, my name is Minnie Driver. That's the only way I can get there."
Ben Affleck.
Catherine had Timothée Chalamet for Mary.
Okay. I mean, the family resemblance, right?
Yeah. And then for Rosamund, who's like, who do we want for Rosamund? What, should we have Sydney Sweeney? Just to be a little
oh,
like,
she's hot right now. Yeah. That sounds right.
Yeah. And then Catherine had Timothée Chalamet for Rosamund. So I think pretty that good. To me is the perfect fantasy casting and just wanted to shout that out. Better job than we did. And that's, I'm watching that Middlemarch. I'm marching straight to the theaters.
Yeah.
For that one.
I'm looking at memes trying to see if I can just spin one up real quick.
Okay, perfect.
It's hard. I feel like I've really lost touch with memes. I'm just going to Google what are the hot memes right now.
See, that's what I had would have wanted to do, I guess, before. Do you want me to try to say some of the plot?
Before I was doing things.
Yeah. You want me to say hunk of the week this week? I've got a hunk of the week.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear your hunk of the week.
Here's my hashtag swoon hunk of the week. Every week we do a hunk of the week. It doesn't have to be the same guy. We've got a few major hunks. We got Fred, we got Lydgate, we got Will. We've got, to some extent, I think, who did Kitty marry? Sir James?
Sir James?
Who did Kitty marry?
John Raffles?
No. Anyway, there are a few options for hunks, but this week, I've got a hashtag swoon moment I'd like to read to you. It's absolutely
Chetum.
Yeah,
Sir James Chetum.
Yeah,
you're
Sir
right.
James.
It was Sir James.
When we go to the movie, when we go see the movie, we're all going together. Oh, also, that's what's at the end of the march, guys. Good news. Everybody who doesn't die on the march, we're doing a group trip to the movie, assuming they make it with all of the Timothée Chalamets.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody's
just, and to
invited.
Be very clear, we won't be there.
Yeah, yeah, everybody else has to go, though.
Yeah.
It's part of the march.
Yeah.
But the part we're all going to remember is this line. It's during goodbye number 2 or 3, where he's like, I really am leaving forever. And he's like, does his Papa Roach song. cut my life into pieces. I am Will Ladislaw. And Dodo's like, why is this guy so sad? And then she's like worried that she's like pretty slow on the uptake in a lot of ways. And she's like, she can't tell whether he likes her.
Yeah.
And so she's like, because of some like gossip she heard from Catawalder, she's like, maybe the reason he's leaving town is he's in love with Rosamund. I mean, the girl looks like Sydney Sweeney, for God's sake. You know, right. Like maybe
they
fell in love with
Sydney
Rosamund.
Sweeney to
they cast Sydney Sweeney for that one. But she's married to Lydgate. So like he's going to have to leave town because that's like totally untoward. Even nowadays, that's you can't have that.
Yeah.
She's married. So Dodo's like, oh, maybe what's going on with you?
Who's married to Lydgate?
Rosamund.
Rosamund.
Yeah.
Okay.
How fast are you reading this thing, man?
I mean, I read literally the whole two books last night.
Okay. It's pretty important plot point.
Okay. Gotcha.
Like they like almost had a baby.
No. I know.
Okay.
I'm there with you.
So Dodo's goodbye number three or four. He's like, this time I'm really fucking going. Dodo's like, okay, why is this guy so mopey? If only it were that he loved me. But I couldn't imagine that was the case, even though he's like literally swooning every time he looks at me.
Well, and he can't. They can't love. Even if he did love her, it can't be because then she will lose.
But so she's like super cold to him, which always fucking happens. And he's like expecting her to be warm like they were in Rome. But she's like super cold because she's like worried that he's in love with this married woman. This is after Casaubon dies. And then he's like, why are you being
so
mean?
Their wedding is also pretty shaky, or their marriage is shaky, right? Rosamund and whomever.
It just started to get on the rocks.
Because Lydgate is broke.
Everything was going fine until Lydgate was like, I'm broke. We have to return all your jewelry. And then she's like, and also like my like fancy cousins like are not that interested in corresponding with you. And Rosamund's like social climber side is coming out a little bit. Yeah. Anyway, Will is like, why are you being so cold? And she says, I have never done you injustice. Please remember me, said Dorothea, repressing a rising sob, constant with her, constantly doing this. Why should you say that? Said Will with irritation, as if I were not in danger of forgetting everything else. Whew! Fucking chills.
Wow. Yeah.
Fucking chills. Hashtag swoon. Hunk of the week this week. Will Ladislaw. Cut my life into pieces. I am Will Ladislaw. Absolute. Yeah. With a bullet. Hunk of the week this week. Not a fucking chance for either Lydgate or Fred Vinci. Lydgate is mostly just like auctioning off all of his wife's jewels, which is like not a good sign for
him. I was also
going to
say, what's the opposite of hunk of the week? Because that's what Fred is. Fred is like, I am like so disgraced that I'm just going to go be like a monk or something.
Yeah, slob of the week this week is Fred.
Slob of the week.
Slob of the week is Fred. And
it's that's
tied.
Surprising because like he was like a pretty big slob up until this week, but now he's really taken home the slob of the week.
Yeah.
Trophy.
What else should we say? Have we said the plot? Do you want to say the rest of the plot? It's a lot. It's two books. Everyone's marching pretty hard, and it's raining. And
Fred
it's
gets
a swamp.
The other guy, Fairbottom, to convince Mary Garth.
Okay, this takes some explaining. So here's the deal. Lydgate and Dodo, who are pretty simpatico, like they to me have this, like similar like interests. They just want like the world to be a better place, and they don't really care about their own shit.
Yeah.
So Lydgate goes to Dodo and he's like, "Hey, here's the deal. There's this guy. We're gonna call him Fairbottom, but it's not his name. Who's like a nice preacher, and he's my friend. And the only thing that's bad about him is he gambles a lot. But he's a super chill preacher, really nice. Does absolutely killer sermons. But he like." Is supporting his whole family, and he doesn't have a living, partially because Lydgate like voted against him to get the chaplaincy at the hospital, but that's too much to go into. And Dodo's like, oh, I'll give him a living over here on Casaubon's estate now that Casaubon's in his fucking grave. Great. Yeah. Now this guy's like rising up in the world, and he's like, I'm going to marry Mary Garth. Fuck yeah. Eligible bachelorette, queen, slay queen.
Did we fantasy cast her?
Yeah, it's how about them apples? Why, yes, thank you for the apples. My name is Minnie Driver.
Ben Affleck. Oh, sorry. Yes, that's right. Minnie Driver. Right.
Yeah. And guess what? Fucking Fred goes up to him just before he's about to do it. And Fred's like, hey, man, can you like press my case with her?
Yeah, yeah.
And because he's such a nice man, he does it. And it like sucks for him, but he does it. And he's like.
And what does she say? She says she will.
He's like, Fred wants to know if he has a chance. And she's like, not really. And he's like, okay, so you're saying there's a chance?
She says something like.
And she's like, I won't not do it.
I will get married to him, like, if he, like,
gets his does, shit like, together.
A million impossible things. He's yeah. like, great, I'll tell him that you're interested.
Yeah. So, slob of the week, Fred now has to fucking get his shit together if he wants to marry Mary. I'm rooting for those kids. Fred, Mary, kill. Fred, what is it? Fred, Mary, Will.
Fred, Mary, Will.
Yeah. Fred, Mary, Will. Fred, Mary.
It's pretty confusing since Fred.
Fred is going to marry Mary.
Fred marries Mary.
Fred, Mary, Mary.
Mary.
Yeah.
I guess, like, politely declines Will.
No, Will's not in the equation here.
I mean, God, their names all just like rammed together in my head.
Yeah.
Mary declines Fred.
Yeah, Mary
pretty politely
has politely so I declined guess, Fred a few times.
So in Fred, Mary, Will.
Yeah.
To Fred someone.
Yeah.
Is to marry them.
Right.
To marry them is to politely decline them.
Yeah, Mary politely declines.
And to will them is, I guess,
is
like,
to like swoon away over them and like leave out it and leave town constantly and say goodbye like 30
neg them to
times.
The point that you have to leave town.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who would I? And then who are the three we're doing Fred, Mary, Will with? Oh, Fred, Will, and
Lydgate.
Yeah.
So Fred, Mary, Will, Fred, Will, and Lydgate. Okay. Yeah. Hang on. All right. So I think we know what we're doing here, right? I want a Fred.
He's like a broke, like, we just gave him slob of the week, and you're like, I want to marry, I'm going to lock that down.
I know, but I don't think.
I'm marrying Fred.
You're marrying Fred, and that's not marry, it's marry. And to marry Fred means you're saying no to Fred. So you're doing what Mary did to Fred. So you marry Fred. Well, let me say mine.
Yeah, please.
I want a Fred, and I'll tell you why, because...
Ridiculous.
Because my alternatives are, like, cut my life into pieces, fucking Timothée Chalamet, like, can't fucking handle it, mopey mope, or Lydgate, who, like, is gonna fucking pawn my jewelry.
I'm gonna will Lydgate.
You're gonna will Lydgate, which is you're gonna mope over him and swoon and, like, say goodbye 1,000 times. And, but
because I think I'm also not good with money, and I think if we were together, we would just be a wreck.
Okay, so you're gonna Fred.
So I'm fretting Will.
Hard to do.
I'm fretting Will. I'm marrying Fred, and I'm willing
Lydgate. Okay, I think I understand that. So I'm gonna Fred.
Does Lydgate have a first name? I don't know.
I'm gonna Fred.
Doctor.
I'm going to marry. Will. Like, fuck off, dude.
Oh, yeah. Tertius.
Yeah. And then I'm going... Wait, I'm going to Fred. I'm going to marry Will, and then I'm going to Will Tertius.
Okay.
Yeah, that works.
So, everyone, do your Fred, Mary, Will.
Please put sound off in the comments
Fred,
with your Fred,
Tertius,
Mary, Will.
And Will.
Yeah.
Let us
please,
know
we
and
have
give
to
us
make this
reasoning.
Happen. We have to make this happen. And post it on TikTok.
Yeah, please do. Great.
Let's take a quick break. We've done our hunk of the week, and then we'll come back and say the rest of the movie.
Okay.
And now, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Hey, everybody. It's Evil Jack here, and I have some bad news to share, which is that the evil BetterHelp competitor that Evil Tanner and I started, WetterHelp, which offers all the same services as BetterHelp, except 100% soggier, is going under, both literally and figuratively. Unfortunately, a lot of the therapists we tried to work with, despite being licensed counselors who you would expect to be some of the most understanding people in the world, were actually extremely rude and unforgiving about how damp their contracts were when it came time to sign, and a lot of our clients expressed a surprising amount of dissatisfaction with their sessions, despite the fact that we went above and beyond to ensure that each interaction was as quaggy, mushy, squelchy, moist, and waterlogged as we could manage within the constraints of a small business. Also, our offices are sinking. All of this is, of course, causing me and Evil Tanner a good deal of stress, anxiety, grief, LGBT matters, and self-esteem, which means that we are going to have to make use of some of the many licensed therapists at BetterHelp, despite the fact that they don't have a 100% moistness guarantee, and their counselors insist on conducting some of the most bone-dry therapy sessions you could imagine. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should definitely give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. At the moment, we are sadly unable to offer you the squelchy, sopping alternative that WetterHelp was really starting to be known for, so I guess you're just going to have to do it the old-fashioned way and call your therapist from the shower, or ideally, some kind of bog. If you've got some things you really want to get off your chest, just fill out a brief questionnaire at BetterHelp to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. But if you want the soaking of a lifetime, well, I guess you're just going to have to stand next to a puddle and wait for a bus to drive by, because apparently there's no room in this country for entrepreneurs anymore. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bedfellows today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bedfellows. Okay, and we're back.
Can I,
Yeah.
Can I read a passage to you?
Yeah, please. I'd love that.
It's the beginning of chapter L-I-X.
Chapter licks.
Yeah. Chapter licks. So it starts with some kind of passage. They said of old the soul had human shape, but smaller, subtler than the fleshly self. So wandered forth for airing when it pleased. And see, beside her cherub face there floats a pale-lipped form, aerial whispering, its prompting in that little shell her ear. Okay. I only read that because it might help us with this next part. Let me read this passage to you, Jack.
Yeah, okay.
It's the beginning of chapter licks. News is often dispersed as thoughtlessly and effectively as that pollen which the bees carry off, having no idea how powdery they are when they are buzzing in search of their particular nectar.
Yeah, I captured this as well.
And then George says, this fine comparison has reference to Fred Vinci. So he's saying, like, well, I'm talking about Fred Vinci.
Yeah.
So are these bees?
Are they bees, I think. Yeah.
Hits it pretty hard.
Hits it pretty hard, and it doesn't make sense otherwise.
He's like, I'm going to name this chapter Chapter Licks. It's immediately going to get, like, a lot of social media attention.
Yeah.
That, you know?
Chapter Licks, yeah.
And then I'm going to start it by saying, hey, at least one of these guys, Fred Vinci.
Yeah, it's the bees.
He's a bee.
Yeah. And he doesn't even know how much, what does it say? It's like, it's a cute image. It's like, he doesn't even know how much pollen he's got, how like...
News is often dispersed as thoughtlessly and effectively as that pollen which the bees carry off, having no idea how powdery they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cute. And that's Fred.
That's Fred. And so George is saying either that Fred is a bees or all of these guys are bees, because otherwise it wouldn't make sense.
At least, well, and then later it says, whereupon Mary Garth said that the codicil had perhaps got mixed up with the habits of spiders. So maybe some of them are spiders.
Some of them are spiders. Yeah, you know, I captured both of those passages.
Out.
Yeah, so it's bugs. I think what George is saying is that these guys is a bug's life.
This is a bug's life.
Yes. Right?
I'm trying to see if that kind of
does it
holds
map
water elsewhere.
I think it maps.
Might map.
Yeah.
I guess that would make the guy's frog face even scarier. Because frogs eat bugs.
So the frog face, it's why the frog face guys are so scary in this book. Because frog, it to us, is either like super sexy and fuckable or like super
ugly.
Gross, but not scary.
But to them, it's scary.
It's scary, right. Just all around.
And he does, what's his name? Pill? Rig. Rig kind of has a menacing presence.
Yeah, and he's a frog face. He's the frog face. And then his daddy, his stepdaddy Raffles
is a frog name.
It's a frog-ass name.
That's a frog-ass name. So these are all either spiders, frogs, or bees, it sounds like. I'm thinking the main characters, the Brookses, the Lydgates, the Garths, the Vincys,
are all bees. Yeah. That makes sense.
Will Ladislaw's got spider energy on him. I don't know if you think that way too.
Big spider energy.
Nicholas Bulstrode, definitely bullfrog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's frogs, spiders, and bees. Yeah, that makes sense to me. And everybody's either bees or frogs or spiders.
I think actually,
it's a bug's life.
Lydgate is also a spider, and I think that's why Lydgate and Ladislaw are so notable, like kind of breezing into town, and everyone's like,
look at these big spiders showing up in the fucking flower patch.
Okay, this is all making a lot of sense.
Yeah, and it's real like spring energy. It's middle March, you know, and it's all the bugs are out and buzzing and being.
Oh, and here's another one, actually.
Tell me.
Well, you might have to explain this one to me. And actually, I was going to ask Jack Shepherd Joke Explainer to come in for this one.
Okay.
Does he have time?
Yeah, sure. Jack Shepherd, Joe.
I don't know if it's possible for both of you to stick around because this is also a bug theory.
That's going to be hard for me.
Okay.
But well, I'll see what I can do. Jack, okay.
I'll download Jack Shepherd Joke Explainer on the bug theory real quick.
Yeah, that's probably better. Okay. Come on down. He wants you. Foley work. Hey, it's me, Jack Shepherd, Joke Explainer.
Hey, Jack, really quick.
I should explain who I am. I explain jokes when they're like kind of esoteric and like funny, but like.
And also a little.
Literary.
And possibly British.
Or, yeah, kind of British-y. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet spot is like 19th century for me.
Something Jack Prime and I just kind of cracked is. Yeah. Is that insulting?
No, that's fine. I get it all the time.
To refer to him as Jack Prime.
I get it.
And if it's any console, if it makes you feel any better, I, more back in the day than now, used to refer to Jack Shepherd from Lost.
Yeah.
Kind of as the main Jack Shepherd.
Okay.
As kind of a dig at Jack Shepherd.
The
Prime.
Other one? Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure he loved that.
Yeah. They're all bugs, is what we figured out.
Oh, excuse me?
All bugs. It's a bug's life.
Oh, it's like a... Oh, you know what? That maps for me.
Listen to this one. Here's the joke.
Okay.
Let me figure out who this is. Boyer, I think. Or maybe Trumbull. Oh, okay, so...
The Boyers and the Trumbulls are pretty tough to keep track of in this one. Because they're not that important.
No, but there's this guy called Trumbull, and he does an auction?
He's auctioning off Lydgate stuff.
He's auctioning off... Lydgate stuff, yes.
Yeah.
So he's an auctioneer, and he's a bit of a funny guy.
He's a funny guy, yeah.
He's starting the auction for... This ingenious article itself, without the elegant domino box, card basket, ought alone to give a high price to the lot. Carried in the pocket, it might make an individual welcome in any society. 4 shillings, sir. 4 shillings for this remarkable collection of riddles with the et ceteras.
Yeah.
Here is a sample. And then here's the joke I need you to explain. I guess it's a riddle. Do you do riddles too?
Yeah, I'll do a riddle.
He says afterwards that it's fun. He says it's very funny.
Yeah.
I'll read it. So here's what he says. Here's a sample. How must you spell honey to make it catch ladybirds? Answer, money.
Yeah.
You hear ladybirds, honey, money. This is an amusement to sharpen the intellect. It has a sting. It has what we call satire.
Yeah. But he goes on to say that it's like, it's also like not dirty. You can say it to
anyone. Not dirty. Yeah. So British Jack, I think I need your help on Ladybird.
Yeah. Okay. Well, to understand this joke, to understand this joke, you need to know two things.
Okay.
One, you have to understand that in England, we say Lady Bird when we mean ladybug.
Okay, next file sounds.
And then
so now,
the
now
second
we know
thing
that...
you need to understand is that Middlemarch is based on a bug's life. It's not based on a bug's life, but it is a bug's life.
Okay, right.
So
I actually told you that one, so I didn't need you to explain that one.
Yeah,
me.
Okay, yeah, yeah. But yeah, so for the audience, but those two things, could, if you didn't know that Middlemarch is doing a bug's life, and if you didn't know that Ladybird is the English way of saying ladybug, You'd be like, what is this? But so lady birds, I think in this case, are like, I don't know, like bugs you want to fuck.
Oh, interesting. So lady birds are ladybugs, and you're saying that ladybugs are the bugs you want to fuck.
I think
that's
so,
what Jack Shepherd says.
Yeah, and
so now we know that. Wow, what a rich
kind of mythology this content block is getting.
So let's put in the column of animals Jack would fuck is hot frogs.
No, not
and
me.
Ladybugs.
Not me. For this, they're bees, right?
Fine, us.
So think about it this way. They're bees.
Okay.
Right? A lot of these guys are bees in the book.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. So what would you give if you saw a bug you wanted to fuck and you were a bee? What would you normally give? Honey. Right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But if it's a ladybird, they're not interested in honey. So you have to exchange the H for an M and just give them that some money. And that's the joke. And it actually is kind of dirty. So I don't know why the guy says that it's like, you could say it in polite company. But he's trying to sell this book of riddles. Does that help explain it?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Can we have Jack Prime back?
Yeah. Foley work. Was that helpful? He seemed he seemed like somebody who had really helped you out.
We kind
just
of
like
dug
walking
a little
away,
deeper
looking
on
pretty smug.
Bug theory.
Okay. Yeah.
Because there's ladybugs now too. And he said that you, or maybe he wants to have sex with them.
Okay. Yeah, really weird dude.
He said they're the most fuckable bug in the bug kingdom.
Well, show me the lie.
Woo! All right.
Yeah. Good.
What else happened to us?
In the book?
This week. Yeah.
Okay, let's say. So we said Caliban fucking absolutely snuffed it. George put him in his grave, cold-hearted. Nobody else was killed, but Will is leaving. Lydgate is mortgaging his property, and then let's check in with Fred. I guess we already said what's happening with Fred. He's like trying to get Mary back. I think that's main thing that's new is Raffles. Let's say Raffles, because this frog-faced motherfucker is causing real trouble in town.
Raffles, God, George gave the like troublemaker.
Yeah.
The like shit eating like asshole troublemaker, the perfect name.
Yes, like
John Raffles.
Yeah. So Raffles is like, and George is like, is at pains to be like, yeah, Raffles could get money out of these people, but he's like, he's torn between two things. One, he does want money for booze, but two, he really enjoys tormenting people.
Yeah. So, he at one point was like, just to be clear.
Yeah.
John Raffles does this just to find the highest possible way to annoy these people.
Yeah.
Like, he looks for like the ways to like the opportunities to annoy them.
Yeah.
goes out of his way.
Yeah. He loves it. And the person he's annoying this week is Bulstrode, Bullfrog, who's like the rich banker in town. And basically, without getting too much into it, turns out that Bulstrode basically owes Will Ladislaw.
Will Ladislaw's daddy?
No. Bulstrode, okay, I just have to get into it. I'll say it so fast. Here's the deal. Bulstrode married a widow. The widow had an estranged daughter. And the widow was like,
oh yeah, it's pretty complicated.
Super rich. And the widow was like, hey, Bulstrode, can you help me find my estranged daughter? So in case she has a son, I can give her my estate. And Bulstrode's like, yeah, I'll help. And then he finds her and he's like, wait a second, why would I tell her that this daughter existed? Because I'm just going to lose all the money. So instead of telling her that she existed, he says he couldn't find her, waits for her to die, takes all the money, invests it, becomes a rich-ass bullfrog. Only person who knows, fucking frog-faced Raffles. And we don't know if he's frog-faced because he's the stepfather of the actual frog-face, but we're assuming. And Raffles has come back basically to blackmail him. And Bulstrode, at the end of the chapter we read, Bulstrode goes to Will Ladislaw because he's being blackmailed, and he's like, the truth will out. So he's like, hey, Will, here's the thing. I didn't tell your grandma about your mom and basically took all her money. And so won a lot of money. And Will, being Will, is like, cut my life into pieces, Dad. I don't want your fucking money.
Yeah, no. get your like garbage, like dirty money away from me.
Yeah, and that's kind of where we left it.
Wow, Will Ladislaw, what a fucking, like,
yeah.
It's Dreamboat.
Dreamboat, hunk of the week this week. What a thing. As if I were not in danger of forgetting everything else. Please remember me, says Dorothea, as if I were not in danger of forgetting everything else. Fucking chills. Chills. Though I guess, you know, if you imagine it as Timothée Chalamet saying that to Timothée Chalamet, it kind of loses some of its punch a little bit.
I've got my Ben of the Week.
Your Ben of the Week?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah.
It's not, like, nice, I'm realizing.
Okay.
I had two Bens of the Week, and I think one was actually a Jack Shepherd joke explainer, so I hope he's still around.
I'm pretty sure I heard his car starting.
Ah, shit. Okay. Well, then the other really just Ben of the Week is he does a lot of cat torture this week.
Oh, yeah, he does a lot of messed up cat stuff this week. But it's
mostly I got just sticking a cat, like a sock on a cat's head and yeah, letting the cat run around.
I think it's, I think in those days that type of shit was like, it's just like cute and funny.
Yeah, that's
I think
just
the cat's
what
fine.
To have fun.
Yeah. Okay. But so we do get some Ben action this week.
Yeah.
Not a lot. I thought we'd never see Ben again, but he's being pretty funny. And he's playing with a kitten. And I was like, God, please don't. Like, George, please don't kill this kitten. Like, you already fucking, like, Casaubon fucking made you upset. And you, like,
no,
immediately
Letty
put
comes
him in
over
his grave. He's barely 45 years old.
Letty comes over and
yeah, rescues
frees
the kitten.
The kitten.
Ben. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your Ben of the Week.
Yeah, I guess so.
Do you want to hear my burn of the week or match strike of the March hike?
Yeah, please.
It's a burn by George, Slaking George, on Raffles.
Okay, what do they say about Raffles? He's
Raffles,
kind of an easy target.
Raffles shows up.
He's like a sad, drunk old like grifter.
Yeah, to like accost Bulstrode in the night, and George says, "To say that Mr. Raffles' manner was rather excited would be only one mode of saying that it was evening."
That's pretty good. That's pretty like good. I only drink on days that end in Y.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's yeah. Is that
you know
a
what
mean?
You could do is you could put that. What's the say? What read the passage again?
To say that Mr. Raffles' manner was rather excited would be only one mode of saying that it was evening.
I think you could put that on like a little sign with like a parrot and a like bottle of tequila on it, and just say like to say like this house is excited.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, put it in someone's, like, den or, like, rumpus room.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe it's not a parrot and a bottle of tequila. Maybe it wants to be more like, what were they drinking in these days?
What is,
I wonder what Raffles
he wants,
was
Raffles is always after cognac, I think.
That's pretty good.
So, yeah, put it on a, like, cognac bottle. To say that this house is rather excited is another way of saying that it's evening.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Put it on.
And then
yeah,
there's like a bottle of cognac like tipping over and spilling behind
yeah,
it.
That's great. Yeah. Crochet that. Somebody crochet
yeah,
that.
Someone
please.
Crochet that. That's good.
Yeah.
I like it. I don't remember what my Ben thing was. They're talking about like kneading or something. They're also, you know what they're doing? They're practicing sewing this week, I believe.
Oh, yeah. It's cute. It's Ben is great.
Yep.
Well, let's end as we always do with a check in on the Maw Mouse and the Quill Driving Aliens.
Yes, right.
George likes to put some like monsters and stuff.
Yeah, pretty confusing now that it's also yeah. Bug's Life.
Yeah.
Feel like it's getting a little dense, George, but I'm yeah. still with you. I mean, I guess this is why you needed how like the amount of book you needed.
Yeah, that's it's a lot. And I think George is like releasing this serially, if memory serves.
Okay, back in the old days.
So, you know, you just got to put some shit in. Yeah, in the old days. Got a couple more. This is at the auction. This was not one of the sales indicating the depression of trade. On the contrary, it was due to Mr. Larcher's great success. Yeah, I'm not going to remember who Mr. Larcher is, George. Absolutely fucking not.
No.
In the caring business, which warranted his purchase of a mansion near Riverston, already furnished in high style by an illustrious spa physician. Furnished indeed with such large framefuls of expensive flesh painting in the dining
yeah.
room that Mrs. Larcher was nervous until reassured by finding the subjects to be scriptural. So flesh paintings is I guess it's like...
Oh, wow. I just did a Google search for flesh painting, and it's not what I was expecting.
Okay. I was imagining like flesh jobs like in Blade Runner.
Interesting.
What are
no,
you
finding? Well, the Google search result is showing me pictures of paintings of like meat, like flesh meat.
Oh, okay. So maybe that's fine, I guess.
Yeah, by an artist named Mark Quinn, who seems yeah. like he's kind of a modern artist. So I don't know what these guys are talking about.
Yeah.
Maybe on flesh for them? Was
when
that
I lived
common
in
back
Rome,
then?
I'll just tell you this because it like popped into my head. But when I lived in Rome, like after like 9 o'clock, they stopped showing like normal TV. And instead, it was just this naked lady rubbing meat on herself.
Oh.
It's like kind of seared into my brain.
That's like what Watershed was in Rome.
Yeah, they're like, well, I guess we ran out of TV. What do we do? Should we just turn it off or like?
Yeah.
I mean, she had, I think there was like a number you could call.
So I'm actually, I think, I'm not sure this is what George was referencing, but in Googling flesh painting, I am getting a lot of YouTube tutorial videos for how to paint like different kinds of flesh on your Warhammer 40K figurines.
Oh, you know what it is? It's like a get ready with me. Warhammer.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you want to do vampire flesh. Here's what that looks like. Here's what like a blister skin, like soul reaper flesh looks like. So that's maybe that's what's on the wall. It's like their 40K collection.
Yeah, well, that's probably... So, shit, Ligate
And it is sort of like... There is a little bit of like religious overtone to it, you know?
Oh, of course, yeah. There's deep religious lore. Even I know that. But that means, I think what George is saying to us is that Ligate is in more trouble than we thought. If he's selling his 40K collection...
Well, and that's probably how he got into so much trouble. That's an expensive hobby.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm a doctor. I don't know where all the money's going.
Yeah.
As he's like painting his like... flesh warrior, his like blister skin flesh warriors, you know?
He's got the same problem as Will. Like, he like won't take any money from Bulstrode. Like, this dude is like just trying to give his money to anybody who fucking wants it, and these guys are too high-minded. And it's like, now you gotta sell Rosamund's jewelry. That's not gonna make her like you, dude. And you've also gotta sell your 40K collection. Like, what is life for?
Right. Jesus.
And then finally, George put this in the book, also in the auction section. The lot was finally knocked down at a guinea to Mr. Spilkins, a young slender of the neighborhood.
Oh, Slenderman.
Yeah, it's a young one, though.
Young ones aren't as bad.
Yeah, but they're still
pretty bad.
Still pretty bad. Slender boy is still, like, too tall.
Yeah.
Too tall and thin.
Too tall, too scary.
Yeah.
Too faceless.
Didn't love it. Have we said the whole book?
I believe so.
Well, do you want to do a real quick Jack and Tanner Fashion Geniuses? Sorry, sure. Real quick. Jack and Tanner.
Oh my God, why she come out here with this crane on like she at an arcade?
Fashion
Geniuses.
Why you ain't got no shoes on? Girl, no.
Yeah.
Just real quick, this is what Dorothea is wearing. Dorothea did at last appear on this quaint background, walking up the short aisle in her white beaver bonnet and gray cloak.
Oh. I'd hate to speculate, because I think we'd probably have to get Jack and Tanner... two lewd dudes in.
Yeah, and I'd hate to do that at this juncture, especially as I have to edit the whole podcast today. So let's just leave that there, and I guess we can say also that it doesn't say she's wearing anything else.
Yeah, and again, I'm getting the call from the two lewd dudes now, and they're like, you want us? We're available.
And I'm really sorry, we don't have time. So we're just going to have to leave it there. Did we say the whole book?
Well, we said those two books, yeah.
Yeah, everything.
Books 5 and 6, or V and Vi.
Everybody, please post your Fred, Mary, Wills in the comments. Who would you Fred, who would you marry, and who would you Will?
Who do you think is a bee? Who do you think is a ladybug? Who do you think is a spider? Who do you think is a frog?
Yeah.
That's the new fantasy cast this week.
Yeah.
Because it's a Bug's Life.
Yeah.
Any other memes that we sounded off on?
No, we didn't do a lot
of... Papa Roach, I guess, if you've got like a...
If there's a Papa Roach
If you've got
meme.
Like a 2000... Late 90s, early 2000s, like butt rock.
Yeah.
Parody about Will Ladislaw.
Yeah.
That would be invited.
Yeah, we really need to make this happen. Everybody keep marching. Thank you for marching with us. I would like to thank you, Tanner, very much for marching with me this week. I would like to thank all the bug babies and the bee babies and the baby bees very much for
sex bugs
marching with us this week. It's been a joy to be the bayonet at your back.
We can just go hard on bug theory for this and just start calling them the baby bees again.
Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, everybody's baby bees again. Congratulations after your long, long winter.
Yeah, you're back.
You're back.
In the warm light of beedom.
Yeah. And please subscribe to our Patreon. We're doing such a good job.
Yeah.
In it. And it's new episodes every week.
It's only $5 a month. Parody song that you're maybe going to hear next week.
Yeah.
Rip from the headlines, right from the show.
Yeah. Very good stuff.
My So-Called Life.
My So-Called Life at the moment.
An original song from My So-Called Life.
Yeah. Amazing.
An original song from Tanner Greenring.
You can't miss it, and it helps to support the show. So thank you to everybody who's done that, and to everybody who's thinking about doing it. No time like the present. We look forward to seeing you in there. And join our Facebook group. That's where we're posting all the memes.
Yeah,
It's Baby Nation on Facebook. Special thank you to Baby B Catherine and everybody else who's posted fucking killer memes this week. You guys are doing a good job of being on the march, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, keep them coming.
But even if you're not, you still have to do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have to do it. Yeah.
It's irrelevant.
Yeah. You're still on. You were on the march. You get credit, which means you have to do the memes.
Yeah. Rate and review the show and send it to a friend, somebody who it's not too late. I mean, maybe it is too late, but you still have to do it. So send it to a friend, and that's all. And this week we read a book. Book we read was Books V and V.
V, yep.
Of Middlemarch. Next week we're going to be reading Books V.
Really confusing title names, George.
Yeah, and V.
Okay, everyone got that?
And the epilogue.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to finally find out what happens to these bugs.
Yeah, okay.
All that remains now is for me to say this week I have been Jack Alexander Shepherd.
My name is Tanner Greenring.
Keep marching! We might be childhood friends and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure it's crazy kids will work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows. I'm recording. I have my microphone in front of me. One of the main things that podcasters do, very useful for me, I found.
Mine's way over there.
Yeah, okay, well, you know, you do you, but
my levels were really low.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, where did we start this week? Chapter 43?
Should we count? Are we recording?
Oh god, there's so many fucking books. Be very